Zairam. May Baba grant immense satisfaction with whatever is bestowed by God to people. Today, I will be talking about the pair of pots buried with treasure, the happening on 30th January as written in the book Sai at 366. Sai Baba does not like at all to sit without any work, or in short be idle. When his devotees say, "Why should you go for bhiksha? We should go and bring," Sai Baba used to say no to them. While doing the donation of food, every work, including the required material, everything could be done by him like everything was his own. Sai Baba was not a thief of work. He never wanted a happy life by preaching spiritual discourses. Not only that, Sai Baba not liked lazy people. He used to say separately to each person about the time management, work and values. Kushal Chand used to spend his day with the Naivedhyam or prasad distribution in Dwarka Mai every day. He was very lazy. He was not distributed some days by Sai Baba. "That lazy man has land of farms of 3 to 4 acres. Sai Baba called him one day and said, "There is a pair of pots buried with treasure in your farm. After cultivating the land, you take that money." He went to his village and he cultivated the entire land happily. He could not find the treasure pots as told by Sai Baba. He has again come to Shirdi and had darshan of Sai Baba and said, "The treasure of pots is not available." Sai Baba asked him, "Treasure of pots not available? How did you cultivate the land?" He said that vertically he cultivated the land. Sai Baba then said, "Oh, you have cultivated vertically. Now cultivate it crosswise." This time he cultivated crosswise as told by Sai Baba. This time too, he has not got the treasure of pots. The same thing told to Sai Baba by him. This time also, it is not available. "Do one thing. This time, form the land with plot it with mirchi seeds." "How the treasure of pots would not be available? Let us see," said Sai Baba to Kushal Chand. He acted accordingly. Mirchi grown well. Except at Kushal Chand, nowhere mirchi was available that year. Kushal Chand has done profitable business. He got ₹6,000. He bought that money and gave it to Sai Baba. Sai Baba has just touched that money and gave it back to Kushal Chand after saying, "See, you got the treasure house of pots. If you work hard, similar pots of treasure, many would be yours," said Sai Baba. Sai Baba thought him for hard work. This world would be the residence of Lakshmi herself. While observing Kapar Day, Sai Baba asked him on 30th January year 1912, "How did you spend this afternoon?" Kapar Day replied him that by writing letters. "It would be better to write letter by moving the hands at least than sitting idle," Sai Baba said Kapar Day smilingly. That only word was enough to Kapar Day. Let us remember this tale always. It is enough. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. The moral of the story. Though it is said that we get what we deserve based on our karmas, but there are areas where we need to exert ourselves or deliver our duties to get good returns of life or good returns in life. If we think that food will come by itself and feed in our mouth, that is just a myth. In order to get food, we need to work hard, earn money, buy groceries, cook food, and then we can eat it. Similarly, we should understand that paramartha or salvation does not come free of cost. One need to undergo hard work and follow bhakti marga or any of the 9 margas or navavidha bhakti in order to attain godhood or to attain salvation. May I request all Sai Bandhus to follow or practice the principles of navavidha bhakti and follow the instructions laid by our Guru, our Sadguru, Sai Baba, in order to attain mukti or salvation. May Baba bless one and all to attain mukti. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.